Friends, this is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway United Methodist Church, and I'm here with you today with a Walking with Jesus podcast about teaching children. And I'm here with our children's coordinator, Mickey Kuhn. Say hi, Mickey.
Hi, everyone.
We're so glad that you joined us. Hope that you have a few minutes ahead of you to listen to us talk as we just talk about things that God is doing in our lives, how God has helped led us to serve him, and what we see in his word. So I have some verses from Deuteronomy chapter six, verses 4-9. And it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." Let's pray just a moment. Lord, we're thankful that you've given us children to teach. You've given us the wonder and the delight that's in their eyes. You've given us the games we can play and the good times we can have and the laughter that we can share with the children. Thank you, Lord, for being part of making us part of your work, that the faith has passed from one generation to the next. And just bless us, bless today, bless those that hear. We bring this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Mickey, I'm reading here, and there's a direct commandment to teach these things, teach the Word of God to the children. And I here I am with a professional children's teacher. That's you. It's part of your vocation. So this is tremendous. You know that I imagine you could go to the store, and if somebody got in a conversation, say, "Well, I'm doing one of the things that God commanded me to do with pouring my life into it. It's so exciting." And people wouldn't know what to say, I'm sure, if you responded like that.
Yeah, they didn't, normally don't. Or they'll say, "Oh, that's awesome."
Yeah. I know when I entered, told people I was called into the ministry and entering it, it was a conversation stopper. But I was wondering, what made you want to work in children's ministry?
Well, I love kids, number one, and I think you have to have a big heart to be with the kids all the time. But I think, actually, I really truly think that God geared me that way. I've been working with children's ministry since I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I just always loved being with the kids and helping out and being involved with them. They're just so much fun to be around.
Okay, so I noted that loves kids. That's good. I've had in my career a couple of times that we've had children's ministry, and I went ahead and assured the congregation, "We have something you can do, even if you don't like children. You can do this job," you know. But normally, just an affection for children is important.
Yes.
I can relate to you too, because I'm sure since I was 10 or 11, I've been doing children's ministry in one form or another. My mom was in the church nursery, or the, I don't know, well, it's hard to say. She was just all over the nursery and the crib room, as they called it. Mm-hmm. And of course, sometimes you could take a Sunday school time or a service time and stay in there with her and under the big picture of Jesus, you know, blessing the children. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, was fun. And then just right through all the times of helping people, helping the children to do lessons and color things. And so I'm just, you know, we both like doing that now. So I'm saying, you know, this is a command. It struck me as so amazing, because I remember when I ran across this and really read it for the first time, I was looking up Deuteronomy 6:4, because that's the greatest commandment. Somebody can ask Jesus, "What is the first and greatest commandment?" You know, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength." Mm-hmm. And then it just went right on going, saying, "And you're to teach these to your children."
Yes.
I went ahead and did that too. You know, just took it as my responsibility to that my children know the faith, and which you know, took place in many different ways. But, you know, most of the commands that we have, they're easy to recognize that they're blessings. In other words, what's good for you is good to you, you know, that.
Yes.
So, what blessing do you get out of teaching children?
Oh, it just gives me a very happy heart. My heart just, it does. It's really hard to explain sometimes, but when you're around the kids and you see them learning and being and understanding what you're teaching them, it just gives you the biggest smile on your face and just makes you happy, mm-hmm. very happy. And you can tell that you're making a difference in their lives.
Mm-hmm. It is fun because it, you know, if you or I by the hard necessities of life had some job that we just disliked and it was a burden to go, well, we would soldier through, wouldn't we?
We would. Yes.
We would. But it is really something to be able to work at a job that you love. And mm-hmm. and in answer to the question, you know, did I make a difference today? So often you can say, well, yes, I most certainly did. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's something you said made me think, but maybe best to go on to my next question. So this is of course a command to everybody. To me, it's mm-hmm. the churches and the parents and everybody. What advice would you say? What can you think parents can best? How the parents can best teach the faith to the children?
Well, number one, kids learn from their parents. And so when they see the parents going to church and going to Sunday school and serving the Lord, they're going to do those same things. But we need to also reinforce that by, you know, reading them Bible stories when we send home their activity pages that gives you the information that they learned that week or that Sunday in Sunday school. There's also attached to it scriptures you can read through the week and different things you can do. And if you reinforce that, that's going to also help with teaching them the faith. And, you know, reading the Bible, I did hand out devotion books last Sunday to all the parents for their kids. And they'll be getting those every quarter that they can do every day. There's an activity in there and the devotion, and they're very short. So they could be doing those every day. And if you can't do them every day, do them once a week.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't have to be daily, but it has to be consistent. And at least once a week, I would say, trying to get some of that in there.
That's
and
true.
Talking to them about God in general, mm-hmm. you know. Go out for a walk and say, do you see a God sighting today? Any of those things are easy to do and fast and quick.
Yeah. Oh, God sighting. I'd forgotten about God sightings. I know that can remember times when we actually, well, of course, my children knew the substance of the faith and who Jesus was and his mm-hmm. God's son and all that he had done, born, died, raised again. There were certain times where, you know, a trouble would arise, something mm-hmm. that made us very worried, very fearful. And you're actually able, kind of imagine around the kitchen table to tell my children, this is one of these places where we're going to trust God. Mm-hmm. And I can only assume that, well, I guess one day I'll hear whether that was a key moment for them, but I know it was a key moment for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When my kids were little, if they did something wrong, sometimes I'd catch them saying a word that they shouldn't say or doing something they shouldn't be doing. I would have them say, okay, it's time to pray. We need to pray to God and tell him, you know, we're sorry for what we did today and that we will try harder not to do that. And they would always be like, oh, Mom. And I'd be like, but you need to do that. And that was a way to help them learn how to pray to God. And teach them that when we do something wrong or we're not doing the right things, that we can always ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and it's good training because I do that myself. Well, let's clarify. It's seldom that I find myself saying a word I shouldn't say, though now mm-hmm. and then I open my mouth when I shouldn't open my mouth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there you know, we are in the end, we're unprofitable servants and unreliable. And so part of the prayer life is saying, God, okay, well, I'm sorry. And I recognize where the fault lay in that. And I just think parents are uniquely placed to teach the faith to children, because first off, that it's, they come from an attitude of love, I've learned some things from some teachers that didn't like me, but it was easier in school to learn from teachers that I could tell liked me. Mm-hmm. They're also in a place of responsibility. In other words, they have a real stake in whether their children lead full and flourishing lives. Mm-hmm. You have the chance to lead by example. Mm-hmm. They can just see you either praying or knowing that this is a point where you are trusting God, or they see you in worship or see you serving, and the list goes on because you actually have the time, though many parents would laugh if you said how much time they have, but they still have a lot of time with their children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have the time to actually teach, you know, that here, let's look at this in the Bible, or let's look at this in this devotion together. And lastly, you have a chance to actually put it into practice. Mm-hmm. We're going to go and do this that, you know, God has commanded us to do, or we're going to practice gentle speech all week or something.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I thought it was remarkable that in Deuteronomy 6, if one wanted to make a memo, God would said, love me first, and said, teach your children to do the same. And it would be short, right? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. And it'd be one of those Bible verses everybody could, all the children could master really right off. But Moses takes some time in this, and, you know, giving us the word of God that, you know, God gave to him. And he describes a life that's just surrounded with scripture and the presence of God. To look at it again, you know, they're to be on your hearts. You think about it all the time. They're to impress them on your children. They're not the church and its children's ministry needs to say, well, this needs to be a ministry. This needs to be something that happens. And talk about them. And then he says, when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up, you know, he's taking time to give a whole picture. It's all day long. Mm-hmm. And then tie them as symbols on your hands, bind them on your foreheads, write them on the door and on the gates of your house. Well, by golly, I guess everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I guess we've already talked about some things. Is there anything else, you know, how the church can make that to happen? What do you think?
Wow.
How do we do a lifetime job? Something that encompasses everything. Looking at that question, and it's maybe not the best question.
No, it's okay. No, I'm thinking that, you know, as a congregation, we need to support our families the best we can when they're having a situation that might cause them to stray, or causing them some heartache or an illness or something that, you know, they're not able to do what they need to do and come to church weekly or, you know, often. And we also need to, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Yeah. But I think it's important. Just as long as everybody takes ownership right in that.
Yeah.
You support families. First off, families are, it's not a good time actually to be raising a family in the faith. There's a lot of forces that work against that, but also families are vulnerable to convulsions. Right. You know, if somebody loses their job, or even just a round of sickness, despite the fact that my children just love to recall the times that the flu ran through the family and took a month to go away, you know, they, but sickness will do that. Right. And I know when I found people not in church, usually it's because something happened,
right?
You know, something happened. Right. And if something happened and it provokes that much anxiety or trouble, well, it's all our care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The only thing I was thinking was that as we, as a congregation and a church, we need to provide the tools the parents need to help them prepare their children, because some parents think that they're not qualified to teach about the Bible or God. And believe me, I don't have the Bible memorized. I'm sorry. I have a hard time memorizing verses also, but
I do, just to say, well, no, I don't actually have it memorized. No,
but. But they're qualified as a parent to teach no matter what. Just like when the kids bring their schoolwork home and you have to help them with their schoolwork. You know, you're not actually a teacher that teaches in a school, but you're still their parent and you still teach them. So, you know, I think if we provide the tools they need and are supportive, I think that will help them flourish in teaching their children and giving them the right direction to go.
Yeah. So we also, you and I both, our eyes always out for the next really great resource, and resource is a good word that yeah. you, if you lacked resource, you're saying, I don't know how to do this or a best way to approach, you know, bringing the Bible and faith in God to my children. And well, we literally say, here's a resource. So this is fun work. I'm telling you it's been a joy all my life, even though I'm not particularly gifted, I don't think, with the children. You know, I'm okay.
I think you do very well with the children.
So it is a blessing. What have you done here at Broadway that made you the most glad?
I'm thinking that it was starting the kids' Wednesday night program that we had going on. I think that just was a great opportunity for parents to bring their kids in and help them learn more about God and have fun and hang out with their friends and see that, you know, church isn't just for Sunday. It's for every day, and Wednesday nights are just as important as Sundays, and that, you know, we can still have fun and prepare for Jesus and know what he's saying to us. So
yeah, and it is fun because, you know, like the Wednesday night program, of course, we're coming out of the pandemic and we're hoping to get programs restarted and things, and I can share that the opportunities are always there. It usually takes place while we, you know, here's an idea and we think we know a time and a place that there's something really, you know, great, positive and Christ-centered can be done. Mm-hmm. And so I know I've worked with churches that felt, you know, boy, our children's ministry, you know, really, really, really down, because you would not believe how down some children's ministry. There are churches who will say, well, there are no kids. And actually, one of the responses is there are no kids now. There, right. Because there are children. Okay, and then of course for us, you know, I like our children's ministry here, but we have that tender conscience. We're always saying, well, this could be better. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I don't want to have to say this is the best we could do. You know, when the Lord comes, you know, I want it to be better. There's always another opportunity down the road. There's always more children that we can reach.
Right.
So, you know, I just love, you know, the Wednesday night program. That wouldn't it be great when we can actually see that or its next iteration, you know?
Yes. Well, and I also think on Wednesday nights was a good time to get, we had lots of children who didn't attend a church who came with the other kids. They would bring their friends. And so we're reaching out to those kids who don't know God. Mm-hmm. And to watch their faces and to understand who God is and who Jesus is and that he loves them no matter what was just a great, great experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That it is, as our culture has moved away from, you know, going to church, reading the Bible, practicing faith is not the norm that it was, even though we're all know the church is not dying in this country by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. But you now have an opportunity. You can tell the story of Noah's Ark, or mm-hmm. you can tell the story of Paul and Silas in jail to children who have never heard it before. Mm-hmm. Well, how fun is that? So I just had a couple of questions left. What have you learned from the children? What have you learned from the, there's a teacher question.
Wow. Children can teach us all kinds of things. But what about children the most is that they love everybody no matter what. I mean, they could have a fight with another kid 2 minutes, and then in 2 minutes later, it's done and over with. And as an adult, sometimes we don't do that. We hold that grudge, or we don't think of it as, oh well, I'm still angry at that person. And I think kids teach us that we need to learn to forgive immediately and mm-hmm. not react like we do. So I think that's what kids teach me the most.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. So what do we have coming up, look forward to in the next few months here at Broadway?
Oh, we are going to, on Palm Sunday, we are going to have a Palm Parade during the 10:45 service, where our kids and youth, and if any parents, family members want to join us, we're going to wave our palms and do a parade around the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. And then we have an You've Been Egged event coming up, which our children are going to each get a bag of 12 Easter eggs. And they're going to take those eggs and hide them either at a friend's house, a neighbor, or a family member. And then one of the eggs will be emptied. And it's just as a reminder to let us know that the one egg, empty egg, is that the tomb was empty on Sunday, mm-hmm. Easter Sunday. So that's just a fun event we're going to do for the kids. And then we have Vacation Bible School coming up in June, which we will meet in person, and that will be outdoors. And we will be picking a theme out here in the next couple weeks and getting our material and volunteers involved. And I think it's going to be a great, great thing to do. We didn't have it last year, so I'm really excited about having VBS again this summer.
Oh yes, it's going to be nice to do normal or semi-normal things, and mm-hmm. and I just admire there. Of course, there are people like you spread across the nation doing children's ministry, and when you get to know a few of them and what they do, usually my response is that we actually need more of these people. You know, mm-hmm. And because just for an example, the You Got Egged event, you know, you get 12 eggs, one of them's empty, and I can't come across that and says, oh, I wouldn't want to get the empty egg. And then, mm-hmm. then of course, it's a teaching moment, because you can say, no, this is the most special egg of all.
Right.
Because it tells us something that's better than candy, you know? And so, yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, it's good to have some things rolling. And I'm down to the list of the bottom of my list of questions. We've talked for a little bit, and we're probably ready to get done. Is there anything you wanted to say before we sort of sign off?
No, I just thank Broadway for giving me an opportunity to be the children's director and be involved with the kids. It's just a great blessing to me.
Well, I can echo that thanks. First, thanks to you for doing this and for putting your heart into this, but also I'm thankful to Broadway for giving me a place to do ministry. And so, and we're thankful to our Lord Jesus who thought all this up and moved so many people to bring us to the place that we're at. Mm-hmm. So I was going to close with a prayer and let's pray. So Lord, we pray for the children and the families, particularly. We just lift them up today for your care, that you sustain them, that you keep them safe, protect them. Lord, that you guide them through both school and family life, weekdays, weeknights, weekends, and that your hand always be upon them. Lord, also that you open doors for ministry for us, and that you, we're asking, Lord, to send us work, send us tasks to do that are part of responding to this command that we teach your word to the children. And so we're thankful for what you've given for the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And so, friends, if you've been listening to the podcast and have made it all the way to this end of it, we're thankful that you stopped to listen, and just hope that your day is blessed. And so this has been Pastor Harley Wheeler and Children's Director Mickey Kuhn, and from Broadway United Methodist Church, and we're signing out now. So goodbye.
Bye.